This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Matt Shaw, Ballesteros, also Owen Casey, expect all those guys to make their big league debuts at some point this year. And you're right, they are serving as, you know, they're the depth this year, and those are exciting kind of depth pieces. Not maybe traditional, but that I think that's points to some of the health of the organization. And I think, you know, we're gonna need some of those, one or multiple of those guys to surprise us this year, and probably one of them or multiple of them will play more than we're projecting right now. So you're going to need success from one or multiple of those.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
It is 670 the Score. Spiegel and Holmes here. Mark Grody in with me, Matty Spiegel, talking Cubs. Talking about this intriguing moment, and if they are indeed in what feels like a win now moment. It is win now, of course, with some restrictions that are coloring a lot of the comments via text line, and let's see if they're coloring the phone calls as well. This is Joe in St. Charles. You're on the Score. Hey, Joe, thanks for holding. What's happening?
Hey, man, you know what? 16 didn't mean anything in 17, so I say, screw it. Go for it. Anytime you got a chance to win, go for it.
You'd love to see ownership with that same attitude of just going for it, going for it.
Let's just do this crazy 2025 thing. Let's just do it. Let's put all our marbles in 1 year and just absolutely go for it. I also don't, what you're saying right now, though, about Tom Ricketts and how he may not be all in. This is why Jed Hoyer will get an extension with the Cubs. Jed Hoyer will be back as the president of baseball operations with the Chicago Cubs.
See, I think it depends what they do. If it's another 83-79 team, I don't think he does.
Here's what it is.
I think it's playoffs or bust Jed Hoyer.
Well, I think that's why this is happening, that Tom Ricketts has told Jed Hoyer, you got to make the playoffs, buddy. You haven't made it in 4 years, since the pandemic year.
I think it's fait accompli. I think even Jed would
really
understand.
You think Tom Ricketts is ambitious enough to fire the president of baseball operations and go try to find another one? He has lacked ambition for the last 4 years as well.
These guys are hired to wear the restrictions on their sleeve. These guys are hired to give voice to it. And Theo was better at articulating it than Jed is, but Jed's pretty darn good at articulating, we're going for it, but yeah, there is within reason. I mean, sometimes it just gets written flat out. Pat Mooney and Sahada the other day wrote about how some, even within the Cubs organization, are upset at some of what it is, but this is how it works. They're given a budget, they're told what the budget is, and then Tom Ricketts lets them do whatever the hell they want. So Jed's got his budget. He knows he's not supposed to go above 241. That's the reality of it. And so, but he's got to he's got to win with that. He's supposed to win with that. And we should be in the business of building 90-win teams,
so you think that,
said Craig Council.
What is coming from Tom Ricketts is, come on, man. I'm giving you plenty of money to take care of this. And so he would give $240 million to the next. Because if you go hire another president of baseball operations, that guy's going to want to do things differently. And he's going to want to hear, I need at least $300 million from your big market team here if I'm going to come and be your manager. Is this a precedent he wants to set?
A lot of people talk about Dave Dombrowski as one of the greatest general managers in the history of baseball. And he's really good. He's won a lot of places. You know what he's done?
Detroit and Boston.
And Philly. Yeah. And he's timed it out really well where he goes to places where ownership is truly ready to let it fly.
Interesting. So where's Tom? So, that's what I'm saying. Is Tom ready to let it fly?
So maybe he won't hire Dave Dombrowski is what I'm saying.
Well, right.
No.
Keep Jed Hoyer.
But see, here's the thing. A texter says, why are we doing any subtractions if this is a win now moment? I get Bregman plus Cease minus Saya is better, but we all know Bregman plus Cease plus Saya equals NLCS. Well, of course, not necessarily. But here's the thing. I'm living in the space where the restrictions are known and open. And I'm okay living in that space as we think about it because we don't have a choice. Like, I could spend every moment pushing against the idea that there are restrictions, but this is the truth of it. And we'll talk about it in more detail along the way. They're not the Mets with Steve Cohen, who's got all of that hedge fund money. They're not the Phillies with John Middleton, who's willing to spend over the top like crazy and does have a very good TV deal. They're certainly not the Dodgers with their printing press that they have for an absurd television deal that is done, plus their deferral tricks, which maybe other teams will start to use, but we haven't seen it much. Even the Yankees bitched about the Dodgers. Hank Steinbrenner bitched about the Dodgers last week. But the Cubs are also not the Yankees.
Right.
They're the number 12 payroll in baseball right now. It's probably going to end up somewhere around 7
or
8.
The Cubs are a big market. There's now a thing called the supermarket.
They are right at the top of the second tier, along with Atlanta, who seems like a first tier, but really they just made a lot of intelligent spending with long-term deals with some of their young players.
Stars, they've had lots of stars.
They do, but if that money starts to look bad, I'll be interested to see whether Atlanta throws good money after that with a lot of money still on the books. I'm not sure if they will or not. So the Cubs are really more like that. But anyway, we could get lost in the money of it, but I actually think what they have is a pretty darn intriguing team, and it's an intriguing moment because they're trying to finish the job.
To win with this, are they the best team in the division?
They are, and should win the division, even with the restrictions. This is Drew in Highland Park on 670 The Score. What's up, Drew?
Hey guys, I think the Cubs are in a really terrible win now position. As you guys were just saying, they have to compete with the Dodgers financially, and every team has to. And what I would hate for them to do is to be in the situation where they can't compete with them financially, so they leverage the farm system. They start trading away guys like Cade Horton, Owen Casey, in order to bring new guys in. And afterward, if those guys don't turn out, if they don't really make your team into a playoff team like we had seen with Quintana, then you're kind of hitting reset again.
Yeah.
In so many aspects, they built a good farm system to get them to the point where they can be sustainable. And that's what the Brewers are doing. That's what many other these other good teams are doing, is building from within. And if they are in that win now moment, spend the money.
Well, it's a great point by you about the aggression, and they just did it. The biggest thing that they gave up in the Kyle Tucker trade was not Isak Paredes, who they got for Christopher Morel, was not Hayden Wisniewski, who they got for Scott Efros. It was Cam Smith, the former first-round pick.
Mm-hmm.
They gave up a big-time prospect. They gave up a real dude to get 1 year with possibilities for more of Kyle Tucker. And you might see more. These Dylan Cease and Michael King rumors, those would be prospects again. You build up the farm system so you can either play them and keep sustainable like Milwaukee, or you can try to use them to get you the final pieces you need to be great.
God, if Milwaukee, because this is the year, right? With Milwaukee having given up on or traded Devin Williams, right? I was getting mixed up, and Willy Adames signs with San Francisco, the mega deal. So now. And obviously, I think Corbin Burnes will be back at some point in time this year, I think, but not right away. Mm-hmm. If they're still good this year, if they're still a 93-win team...
You mean Brandon Woodruff?
Brandon Woodruff.
Yeah, yes.
I got my two aces mixed up. Yes.
Gotcha. All good.
Yes. If they're still good, then there's a real problem. Because last year, as you recall, the whole season was waiting for Milwaukee to fall off the top. And they did a little bit, but it didn't happen with a bunch of mystery men pitchers in that set. If Willie Contreras and Christian Yelich and Jackson Chirios can still carry that team, I'm going to be surprised. But God, this is the year that if they're still good this year, then the division has a real problem.
Texter Cade in Stillman Valley. You are right, Speaks. The Cubs aren't like those teams in the top tier, which begs the question, why aren't they? It's a great question. Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to talking about this and giving some context, some things known, some things assumed, some things learned through the decades as a baseball guy, about why they are where they are and some of the realities. And I'm looking forward. We're going to have plenty of time over the course of the next couple of weeks. And I promise you, call this, Shane, a 23-hour tease, maybe a 24-hour tease. We have anything at 3 o'clock tomorrow? Call it 3 o'clock tomorrow.
I'm doing my bull segment at 3 o'clock
Pat tomorrow. Manley tomorrow, I think, at 3.
I thought Ben's Vision tomorrow at 3 o'clock, as a matter of fact. Yeah.
We can mess around with it. And Mark, before we break, thank you for creating supermarkets in this segment.
I'm glad you guys caught that. Because right after I said it, I'm like, oh, yeah. Supermarkets.
Dominic's was my favorite. But maybe call it a 22-hour tease. Maybe 4 o'clock tomorrow.
Oh, great. This is going
to
be awesome.
I will give you some big picture stuff on the Cubs financials and try to give some context to that.
Do we have to, not that Lawrence isn't a big baseball fan, but do we have to limit Spiegel at some point in time with the baseball
stuff? That's a good thought. It's a good thought.
Take your break.
Lawrence, it's been a lot. Yeah.
Sorry, I'll put it back in my pants. Angelo Cataldi on all things Philly and Andy Reid. He's the best. We'll have some fun next on The Score.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.